From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Day. This story is bananas, but it begins with potatoes. In the mid-1800s, Ireland depended largely on potatoes. The crop was all one species, called the Irish lumper, grown easily by propagating new plants from old potatoes. It was monoculture in its strictest form. The new plants were genetically identical to the old ones, which allowed a potato fungus to sweep across the country, devastating Ireland's potato crop for years afterward. 1 million Irish died of starvation. 2 million left the country. 100 years later, it happened again, but this time to bananas. The world's banana crop was also a monoculture, grown through propagation. In the 1950s, it was all one species, called Gros Michel. When the fungus attacked, it wiped out the entire crop. In fact, it made the Gros Michel banana virtually extinct. Growers scrambled to find a disease-resistant species, and did so in China, called the Cavendish. Now, that's our only global strain of bananas. In Colombian plantations, a new pathogen is preying on the Cavendish. As farmers try to keep it from spreading, scientists are using modern agriculture technology to develop new resistant strains. The moral of this banana story? Monoculture may be efficient, and it simplifies farming, but biodiversity produces a stronger and more resilient crop. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more Earth Date stories at earthdate.org.